Okay. Okay, next patient we're going to do is going to be Rachel Rodriguez, R-A-C-H-E-L Rodriguez, 12181. Rachel is a 40-year-old young lady who comes in today because she has turned a new leaf, in quotation, literally. She's a dental assistant. Her husband was seen a few days ago. She has been seen a different physician, but they haven't really been taking care of me, in quotation. She hasn't been taking her medication. She keeps gaining weight. She feels miserable, and she feels like she needs a new direction in her life, period. Nevertheless, she's not depressed. She's not suicidal or having other issues. She just needs a new physician and new guidance to get her back on track. She's a diabetic, period. She's a diabetic. She used to be on metformin. She quit taking her medication. New paragraph, she was married to another gentleman who she caught cheating in their house, so she quit school. She gained a lot of weight. Recently got married about a few years ago. Has had a child with a new husband. She'd gone back to school, finished a dental assistant, became a state registered dental assistant at this time, and was trying to get her weight under control and trying to get her blood sugar under control. Family history, mom is alive with hypertension, diabetes, dad died, myocardial infarction, diabetes, history of stroke, also a stroke in other family members. Social, she's married now 13 years, one child, one daughter, and has children from previous marriage. She's a dental assistant, as I mentioned. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she doesn't use any drugs. Last period, 8/19/22. Surgery, C-section times 2, and cholecystectomy. Medical problems, diabetes. Medication, used to be on metformin, but quit taking it. Allergy, none. COVID immunization is up to date. She weighs 237 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 16, 69, 139 over 68. Oh, by the way, review of system, has increased weight, has leg pain. She feels tired all the time, has had palpitations. She's concerned about her liver because at one time she was told she had fatty liver. She's also concerned about her carotid because she doesn't want to die of a stroke. As other family members have, also she's had family history of thyroid nodules, and one time she may have had a thyroid nodule. She's concerned about that. At age 20, she also had a pulmonary embolus and was on a blood thinner for a few months, and apparently saw a cardiologist and had full workup, she tells me, to make sure this was not a genetic problem, in quotation, period. Exam, 237 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 16, 69, 139 over 68. Heart positive 1, positive risk 2, distant heart signs, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft but obese, neck shows no good carotid upstroke, a few lymph nodes, enlargement noted right side, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, except lower extremity, varicose veins, left side, upper thigh, lateral aspect, very painful. Some trace edema noted in the lower extremity. TMs are clear bilaterally. Assessment number one, we had a come to Jesus talk today. She's got to get her hemoglobin A1C under control. She doesn't know what her sugar is. She got a new glucometer. She got some blood work today. We're going to check her hemoglobin A1C and thyroid, and make sure she does everything correctly. Next number, she wants some help to be able to lose weight, so we put her on what's called a skinny pill from the pharmacy here, which is a combination of phentermine, Topamax, and naltrexone, period. Oh, before I continue, please go back to the exam. Today she had also a pelvic exam done, which was within normal limits. Her cervical os is rather hard to see, but pap smear was obtained, endo and exocervical, and there was no evidence of no other lesions were noted by manual exam within normal limits. Okay, now come back down. Assessment. Next number, she's also going to start an exercise program. Next number, she's going to see the vein specialist because of large varicose veins on the left lateral side of her leg. There's no sign of DVT. Next number, history of pulmonary embolus, not taking any medication. This was when she was in her 20s, exactly 22, has had workup and has had no further DVT and or PE. Next number, we tried to do a antithrombin 3 level, but that has to be done frozen, and she has to go to LabCorp, L-A-B-C-O-R-P, to get that done. Next number, she wants to hold off at this time. Next number is... patient is also given Wellbutrin cream to help with sexual Drive. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows the fatty liver, gallbladder is gone. Next number, lower extremity edema, no sign of DVT, but again, she does have varicose veins. Next number, carotid ultrasound was within normal limits with no sign of hemodynamically unstable lesion. Next number, echocardiogram within normal limits. Ma'am, patient received a combination of ergoloid, ergoloid, thank you, mesylate 0.05, and aminophylline, aminophylline 3%, and L-arginine, L-A-R-G-I-N-I-N-E 6%, and pentoxifene, it's PENTOXIFYLLINE 5% cream used for sexual dysfunction in women at the pharmacy in quotation called Scream, S-C-R-E-A-M, Cream, C-R-E-A-M, and Wellbutrin, as I mentioned. Also, patient phentermine pill has the medication to help her lose weight has phentermine 37.5 milligram, Topamax 20, and naltrexone 1.5 milligram. Next numbers findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Next numbers abdominal ultrasound and fatty liver was discussed with patient, especially in case of needing to lose weight along with diet and exercise, which he has already started an exercise program as well. Thank you.